Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's available. I don't think this guy is going to be with this organization much longer. I like this guy out of college. There's a huge belief that Detroit could be ready to move on. And while I spelled it wrong when I showed it to the Twitch crowd because I was in a hurry.
Okay.
The name is Dwayne Haskins. We all presume that Detroit's going to start building around a first-round quarterback if they pull the plug on Stafford, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a way to build around a first-round quarterback without using a first-round resource. I'm trying to put together a reasonable package that Washington would say yes. He seems to be – the writing seems to be on the wall. They have a new head coach there that brought a guy with him from Carolina and Kyle Allen. They also flirted with the idea of drafting Tua. I think it was pretty clear from day one Ron Rivera was not a Dwayne Haskins fan. Dwayne Haskins last week had one of his better games at quarterback statistically. That doesn't say at all.
Right.
But he threw for like over 300 yards, and I don't have the numbers in front of me. I know he had a big day.
I want to say it was like 345 last week when he threw for and
with, most importantly, no picks.
I believe there were no picks on that, yeah.
Yeah, and he gets benched. I mean, they were going to get Dwayne Haskins out of there and go with Kyle Allen as quickly as they could. Do you think he'd get Dwayne Haskins for a third rounder?
If you could, I'd do it in a heartbeat. He threw for 314 last week. No touchdowns, no interceptions.
Okay. Now, obviously, they lost. And that's the issue there.
They also played Baltimore, so.
I don't think they want Dwayne Haskins.
I don't think they want
Dwayne Haskins.
Haskins
has struggled, and I loved him out of college. Loved him out of college. And if you keep Galladay, and you have a, quote, stable of backs, and you have T.J. Hockenson, and you have a not-below-average offensive line, is Dwayne Haskins more likely to have success here than in Washington with not great weapons and a coach that doesn't appear to believe in you?
I would think yes because of the last point. Coach doesn't believe him in Washington. That's clear. It was pretty clear from day one. Maybe not day one, but it became clear by draft day that there was enough smoke there that Ron Rivera was eyeing somebody else, that it wasn't going to work out for Dwayne Haskins and Ron Rivera. And listen, anytime a new coach takes over a team and a team had just used a pick on a draft on a quarterback, you can run into that. I like Dwayne Haskins too. I think he's got a lot of upside. And I think the Detroit environment, given what the team is offensively, probably fits him better than what it is in Washington, because the Lions have a better offense than the Redskins do. It's an interesting one. That's not where I thought you were going to go, and yet it's total Doug Karsh makes all the sense in the world is why it would have. And I'm kind of with you on that. I would look, if Washington were to give him up for a third-round pick, I would do it in a heartbeat if I were the Lions. I just don't think that that's realistic. But would it take a second-round pick? I mean, I'm just going to say
I have the phone number of a former player for the football team.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say who.
Right.
But I sent him a text and made this offer to that former player.
Yeah.
Third round pick, and he countered.
Yep.
Third round pick, and Kerryon Johnson.
I mean, I'd do it. I wouldn't even hesitate.
I said yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who it is. I don't want to.
Right, no, you don't want to. You know, you want to out John Jansen from any guy you talk to.
Here's what I'm going on, right? I'm going on a couple things here. Because my belief in Dwayne Haskins goes back to his college days and watching him play at Ohio State and how good he was. I thought he was the kind of quarterback that, A, could make every throw, and B, had it up here, had the smarts to play the game, had quarterback IQ, and not a great – he's not a scrambler, but he's not immobile either. But as I've stated before, I think it's part of the game that's a little bit overrated for the quarterback position, although teams are certainly using mobility more and more when it comes to evaluating the quarterback spot. That belief in Dwayne Haskins – is rattled a little. This is taking a chance and trying to buy low on a guy that, you know, at one point cost a first round pick. And I don't know. I mean, what I'm rooting for now to make this happen is Kyle Allen to start crushing it in Washington. Now, the problem with Kyle Allen crushing it in Washington is it might speak to the fact that it's not the weapons around Dwayne Haskins that the problem is. The problem is Dwayne himself. But I really am going off the college evaluation, which running the risk that I could have been wrong and accept that. And every once in a while you take a gamble and it pays off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while you go get a guy that somebody else drafted for less than a first round pick. What was Favre? Favre was a second round pick that Green Bay gave Atlanta.
I forget who was the second or late.
So every once in a while you do something like this. Now, is it risky? Yeah. Is it possible Dwayne Haskins is a bust? Sure. But it's a risk I'm willing to take based on his availability. I think you could buy low. The price tag would be low. And I'm going off the college evaluation of him.
Okay. That was not.
Sold?
I'm sold. I like Dwayne Haskins. Okay. So if I could trade a third round pick, I'd do it. By your Washington insider, former player that used to play there. Who may or may not be a co-host in the morning show. He said throw in Kerryon Johnson. Would I do that? I'd do that too, because I think Dwayne Haskins is worth giving a shot at. I also like the idea of, you know, trying to get your own shiny new toy here in the draft.
That's another way to do it.
Yeah.
Look, the thing about the draft is, you know, the other thing about Burkett is people writing about them getting Trevor Lawrence, and he's like, look, they're not going to get Trevor Lawrence. They're not going to be the worst team in the league. And they might not even be bad enough to get a shot at Justin Fields. So if we're looking at Haskins or Trey Lance, or maybe they don't even get a shot at Trey Lance, Haskins or Ellinger or Zach Wilson or somebody of that ilk, it's costing you maybe roughly the same draft capital. I love Dwayne Haskins, man, out of college.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.